Welcome to our program once again. We're in John chapter 1, verse 19. So if you have an opportunity to open the Word, turn to the Gospel of John. We've been studying through this first chapter as we hope to, in the future weeks and months, to go through most of John in this wonderful study. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to open your Word. We pray that your Son would be lifted up and not ourselves. We pray that we would be able to point out by your Spirit the person of Christ and lift him up. We do pray in his name. Amen. John chapter 1 verse 19. We see here a man named John the Baptist. This is not the same John that wrote the book of John by the inspiration of God. As we see back in verse 6 and 7, we did mention then that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Now the light is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. So we'll see today a man, John the Baptist, who is a lamp. And we think of how John the Baptist being a mere lamp was pointing the way to the one that was the Son of God. We think of the bright sun that shines round about this universe, this galaxy. What is a mere lamp in light of the sun? Well, we think here of how this one, John the Baptist, he was merely a lamp pointing the way to that one that is the light of the world. And we think of him as the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So here in John chapter 1, verse 19, and this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. And what sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, making straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah." Now we'll stop at verse 24. John the Baptist denied being anyone but who he was. He was John the Baptist, the forerunner to Christ. They wanted to know if he was the one that would claim to be the Messiah himself. Israel had been anticipating the Messiah. It had been 300 years or so since the Old Testament had been completed. We see the book of Malachi. And they were anticipating this one, Christ. But you know, they asked if he was Elijah as well. It's spelled different in the New Testament here, if you have the word before you. But speaking of Elijah here, they wanted to know if he was Elijah. And as I mentioned, the Old Testament was completed just 300 years before this. We know that the last thing mentioned in the book of Malachi in the Old Testament was that God would send Elijah. Elijah was one of the prophets that was not that did not die. He was the one that did not die, the one that went up in the whirlwind into heaven. So they were wanting to know, based on the last thing they read in the Old Testament, "Are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I'm not." So he merely was the one that was to point out Christ. And we say that not to minimize it, for this was a tremendous, tremendous point in the life of Christ, to have this one that came before him to point him out. For we see that John the Baptist, one who was born 6 months before Christ, noted later in this passage that the one who came after him was preferred before him. He was born before this one Christ physically, but we know that Christ is the eternal Son of God, so that this one was preferred before John the Baptist. But John the Baptist, as quoted in Isaiah 40, was preparing the way for this one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we mentioned that very passage in the previous message, but today we'd like to go on and just think of how this one, John the Baptist, had a great commission. A commission to prepare the way for the Lord. We think of how people have desires and goals to fulfill. They may have a goal to be a great athlete, to make the Olympics, to do something wonderful in the sight of people, to accomplish something they have a great desire for. But here this man, John the Baptist, had a God-ordained commission. It wasn't self-seeking. It wasn't something that he did for himself. It says that this man, John the Baptist, was out in the wilderness eating locusts and honey, and he wore camel hair. This man was not out to impress people for himself. This man was doing the will of God, pointing the way toward the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see here in chapter 1 of John, again, picking up in verse 24, "And they which were sent were the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but one standeth among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." Here we see John the Baptist takes his rightful place, his rightful position. He says he's not even worthy to unloose the shoe latchet of this one, Christ. You know, John would say, the Apostle John would say, recording of John the Baptist's letter, speaking of Christ, "He must increase, I must decrease." My friend, I'd ask you today, do we have that opinion of our Lord Jesus Christ and of ourselves, that He must be the one to increase, and we must decrease? Less of ourselves and more of the Savior. When we know Him as our Savior, we can certainly say that we need to point out Christ and not ourselves. Yet if we're out there today and there's one listening that knows not Christ, the first order of business is to know Him as your Savior. For if your destiny is not going toward heaven based on the finished work at Calvary when Christ shed His blood for you to pay for your sins, if you're not on that road that ends in the destiny of heaven, then we have no other concern for you but that your soul would be saved, to know Him as your Savior. And as we go down and then read in verse 29, here is the answer for the lost soul. "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now we, as believers, should have the attitude that Christ must increase in our life. We must decrease. But if you know not Christ, the first thing you need to be told is John the Baptist was telling this people and the multitudes that would come out to hear him, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John the Baptist was a great man. John the Baptist was a great man as far as the Word of God says he was the greatest man to live, save Jesus Christ. But we know that Jesus Christ is the only one that has walked this earth sinless, for He was God manifest in the flesh, the only one that can take away sin. As in John 1:29 here, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We know that in Mark, back in chapter 1, we see when there was one sick of the palsy, Christ said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." This man, Jesus Christ, not only performed physical miracles, He also was able to forgive sin. We know that Him being the Lord of glory showed people His power. He healed people. He had miracles, but above that, He had the power to forgive sins. My friend, have you yielded to Him, the one and only God from heaven who is able to forgive sins? Today we see this one, John the Baptist, pointing out Jesus Christ. we think of how he had this great commission. And he spoke of how he baptized with water, but there was one standing among them, he said, that baptized with the Holy Ghost. We know when we receive Christ as our Savior, we are sealed with the Spirit of God until the day of redemption. This one, Jesus Christ, is the one that saves and seals and secures that lost soul that they might then be a child of God, eternal, everlasting life. We pray that some of these thoughts today, speaking of this one John the Baptist, as he pointed out Christ, may have been an encouragement to you. We've looked at John the Baptist with his confession of how he was not the Christ. We also saw his commission, that he was there to point out the Lord Jesus Christ and prepare the way of the Lord. Not only his confession and his commission, but we saw his charge of how he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." In the will of the Lord, the next time that I'm with you in John chapter 1, we'll pick up at the three men that follow the Lord at the end of chapter 1. We'll look at Nathaniel, Philip, and Andrew, and how we see them being pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jeff Buckles and Mike Moody, this is the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for your precious word. We thank you for our Savior. We lift him up upon high. We think of him as the Lord of glory. We worship him and thank you that he came and died for our sins. We that are unworthy to save ourselves. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen.